a technology curmudgeon's perspective on innovation. The word innovation is bandied about quite a bit these days. Most often, it seems the word is used with personal entertainment technologies such as the latest music, camera, and video functions for mobile phones or even YouTube political debates. Unfortunately, truly useful innovations for the professional work environment are much less common. Hi, this is technology editor Isaac O'Bannon reading from my Tips and Tricks column in the April-May 2008 issue of the CPA Technology Advisor. I may not quite fit the age requirements, but those who know me well occasionally accuse me of being a curmudgeon, at least at times when it comes to technological advances. Unlike the koi in my pond, I don't automatically bite at anything thrown my way. But I'm not really a curmudgeon. I embrace some advances wholeheartedly, though I admit that I'm often cynical about the promise of some new gadget or program feature when it's touted as revolutionary or ultra innovative. Frequently, these new features are just the latest in the trend to make everything do everything possible, regardless of whether many professionals will actually need the function and use it. This can result in bloated programs that grow over time to be ever more complex because of the need to make these thousands of new capabilities instantly accessible via toolbars and various menus. They grow cluttered. So I like to think that I'm cautiously skeptical. I want to see how something will fit into an existing workflow, or if it requires changing the process, how much pain it will cause during this transition. If you're ever required to make the changes too great or too disruptive, a new technology may not be accepted regardless of the promise it holds. Whether or not that's fair, I suppose that I'm including feasibility and likelihood of adaptation into my assessment of new technologies. There's many new technologies brought to market each year, even within our specific area, here at the intersection of technology and public accounting. Unfortunately, some are developed and marketed by technology vendors outside of the profession and who have little knowledge of the actual work that tax and accounting firms perform, not to mention the subtleties of client interaction and even the legal factors that must be considered. On the other hand, there are some tax and accounting savvy developers who do indeed know the needs of the profession. Some come from accounting backgrounds themselves, while others have invested significant time and resources into learning and keeping up with changing needs. An example of the former is a company called CPA Service Group. They're online at www.cpaservicegroup.com, just like it sounds. They recently debuted an automated web-based disclosure compliance system called DRM, which stands for Disclosure Reporting Manager. The company is run by a CPA who specialized in these processes for the early part of his career and recognized the need for a simple program that automatically generates engagement letters, disclosure checklists, financial statements, and all the other documents based on the AICPA's requirements. DRM provides small and mid-sized firms with a more cost-effective way to produce consistent and accurate disclosure reporting that can be customized to the firm's internal standards and workflow processes, not to mention its formats and practices. A good example of a new technology vendor that has taken its time to learn the needs of the profession is Caractel, online at www.formclick.com. Now that's FormClick.com. Now, this company's FormClick program streamlines the data entry from invoices, sales orders, estimates, and other client-generated documents into an accounting system. Once that document is scanned for the first time, the system remembers where the data is supposed to go, where it needs to be routed to, and then it does it automatically for future documents of the same type, leaving only the need to quickly review the information. It also uses optical character recognition, OCR technology, to automatically index and archive these documents, which makes it easy to search by any of the data contained within the documents, whether it's vendor, part number, invoice number, quantity, etc. With these documents basically one click away, they can very easily be printed or electronically sent to recipients. As for larger technology vendors who serve the tax and accounting profession, Thompson Tax and Accounting, CCH, and Intuit are among the leaders, and they've invested a whole lot of time and money into knowing exactly how practitioners work and need to get things done. In other words, workflow. Thompson Tax and Accounting, online at cs.thompson.com, produces the CS suite of accounting, tax, and practice management systems, formerly known as Creative Solutions. They also produce a whole lot of other professional systems under other names. Now, this company has hundreds of full-time tax and accounting professionals on its staff. It's also heavily involved in the professional community and provides professional forums so that professional accountants and tax pros can interact and assist each other. The CS family of programs is a continuing innovation in itself, bringing together a tightly integrated array of programs for virtually every need within a professional practice. CCH, a Walters Kluwer business, online at www.tax.cchgroup.com. This company has embraced innovation by identifying valuable new solutions brought to the market by smaller developers, acquiring them, investing in them, and then integrating them into its ProSystem FX product line. Intuit, online at intuit.com/accountant, with its QuickBooks, Lacerte, and ProSeries products, obviously the largest used accounting program in the world is QuickBooks, and two of the most popular tax programs for professionals are Lacerte and ProSeries. Intuit got to this position because they perform thousands of in-office visits every year with professionals to see how these professionals actually use the systems and see the workflow processes that are involved in client service. They also maintain a community of professional users who receive additional product-specific training. So back to my not-so-curmudgeonly opinion. True innovation, that which produces more efficient and productive workflow processes, it isn't extinct, but it's often necessary to get beyond the marketing hype and buzzwords to see how a new technology will affect a professional. In addition to the companies I've mentioned so far, there's a handful of others who bring products and services to the market each year that hold the promise of true innovation. We'll be honoring the most notable of these new technologies with the 2008 Tax and Accounting Technology Innovation Awards, which will be announced at the California Accounting and Business Show and Conference in Los Angeles on June 12th. We'll also present them to our readers in our August issue. Award recipients are selected by our awards committee, which includes our editorial staff, our advisory board, and numerous thought leaders in the profession. You can find out more about these and our other awards at www.cpatechadvisor.com/award. We like to think of ourselves as innovators, too, so this magazine has kept in touch with the changing needs of professionals by offering new ways for you to get content through webcasts and podcasts, as well as giving you tools like the free productivity survey online at cpatechadvisor.com/productivity to help you assess your use of technology. We also offer the free DMS product selector tool, which is online at cpatechadvisor.com/DMS-survey to help you find the right document management system to meet your firm's needs. And we'll continue to evolve here at the intersection of technology and public accounting right along with the profession. After all, those who do not innovate deteriorate. See, I'm not really a technology curmudgeon. I just try to be selective in my use of the word innovation. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out the other podcasts in Intersection Live at cpatechadvisor.com.